Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the land, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Tonight's program is hosted by Evangelist Jackie Mays, which is a rebroadcast of a previous program with Evangelist Jackie Mays on Straight to the Point. So thank you so much for joining us this evening. This is a rebroadcast, and we thank God for you tonight, and we thank God for Evangelist giving us another word from the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, on Straight to the Point. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
Blog Talk Radio.
You love me.
and gentlemen, all across the globe, we are here to praise the Lord tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, all straight to the point. Get ready, Evangelist Jackie Mays is coming up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, yes. Y'all need to get excited. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. The prophet, Dr. Dolores C. Henderson, our wonderful host tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Evangelist Jackie Mays, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got to give God some praise for the women of God and for the Lord himself. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. I hope you're having an awesome day today, ladies and gentlemen. And we're just excited about what God is doing all across the globe in your life today. But I got to give God one more praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Y'all just praise him a little bit. Just go and give him a praise. Go on, go on. Yes, yes, yes. Y'all want to give that number out. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you need to be tweeting the number out. Everybody on the planet should be tweeting the number. If you're listening to this right now, 347-843-4559. The number, 347-843-4559, is the call-in number where you can listen to the wonderful voice of Evangelist Jackie Mays tonight as we go into the Word. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, if you need prayer, if you have a comment or question or prayer request, y'all get ready for that as well. Hey, we're going to be opening up the lines later on as well. Lord Willow will open those lines up, and you can come up and go for two. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, so if you have a prayer request, a comment, we'll be opening up the lines. If you do want to come on, just hit star one on your phone. We'll put you in queue, and I'll let me know you want to come on live later on. So we thank you so much for you being with us tonight. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point with Evangelist Jackie Mays. Evangelist, what? Welcome to Straight to the Point.
God bless you, everyone. God bless everyone tonight. Thank you so very much, Dr. Vaughn. God bless all of you. We praise and we thank tonight for each and every one of you. We thank God for his son, Jesus. Amen. We give him glory, honor, and praise. And we're just so thankful for another day to be here in the land of the living. We thank God for his love, his joy, his peace, His long suffering. We thank God for his spirit that never fails us. Amen. We serve a God that never fails and never disappoints. And so we just give God glory. Amen. We give God glory and honor on tonight because he so deserves it. I'm telling you, if there's anyone that deserves the glory, the honor, and the reverence is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that have sacrificed and given his whole self unto us, that we may be free and that we may be healed, that we may be delivered and set free. And so we want to honor him tonight and reverence him, not only tonight, but always. Always. It is always appropriate and a conducive moment to give praise and honor unto God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Because if it had not been for him, we would not be here today, and we would forever be lost. But we thank God that he found us, and he picked us up out of the miry clay, and he turned us around, and he set us free. Amen. And I thank God for today. I'm telling you, we have come out of darkness into his marvelous light, into his marvelous light, and we praise and thank God, and don't take that lightly. Don't take that lightly. I'm telling you, God is great. And we praise God, the artists on tonight. We want to give homage to our artists. First of all, we want to honor of this broadcast, to the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Evangelist, you are breaking up a little bit. Just wanted to let you know that as well.
Okay.
Amen. God bless you.
Let me know if I get better.
Amen. So, amen. God bless you.
Yeah, like I said, but we just thank God for this moment and opportunity and this platform to be able to come and share and fellowship with the people of God. Amen. And all of those that will be listening on the line tonight and those that will be coming back on the broadcast tonight. Hopefully my phone doesn't break up tonight. We bind that in the name of Jesus Christ. All right. So we give homage to her, and also we want to give homage to our artists tonight, J.J. Harrison and Mercy, Excess Love. Excess Love. Amen. How many of y'all could use some excess love? Come on now. I'm talking about the God kind of love, the unconditional love, that no matter what, he's going to still love you. Amen. You know, that ain't always easy for us as human beings to do. You know, if you don't have the Spirit of the Lord living inside of you, if you don't submit to the Spirit of the living God inside of you to have this kind of a love. And so we may talk a little bit about that kind of a love tonight. Amen. Amen. Because Jesus loved us so much. Loved us so much. One thing I've come to learn about the love of God is that the love of God won't lie to you. It won't fool you. It won't mislead you. It won't mistreat you. It is fair. It is just, you know. And, you know, sometimes we just candidly throw it around. I'm not going to be before you too long tonight. We just candidly throw it around. You know, I love you. We just say it as words. But truthfully, love is not really words. Love is action. And, you know, and when you say you love somebody, or I should, let me just say, when God loves us, he loves us for real. And he loves us by giving us truth, which is his word. The Bible says his word is truth. So he sent truth to prove to us that he loves us, you know. And sometimes when we speak to people and when we commune with people and fellowship with people, we say we love them out of our mouth, but do our heart really have the love of God in it? Because if you have the love of God, you're going to speak truth. You're going to release the truth to them because you understand that it is the truth that sets them free. And so the Bible tells us, don't look at them. So in other words, that really means don't associate stuff and people with, don't mix it up with love, because if you start to looking at them, your emotions and things start to get attached to it and get in the way, and you may not want to release the truth, you know, because sometimes the truth don't always feel good, but the truth is good for you. It's good for you, and you find out when you release truth, it's more appreciated to people that I'm so glad that you told me the truth, because there's so much lying going on today, so much deceit going on, so much deception going on, you know, and it's keeping people in bondage, keeping people blinded and in the dark, you know. And so we have to be able to carry on the truth of this gospel and speak truth into people's lives and let them know, listen, you're going down a wrong road, and if you're going to something that destruction's going to hit you, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you, old girl or young man, you all right, everything's fine. No, if I love you like the love of Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you the truth, whether you like it or not, to you or not, because I understand, first of all, the power of the truth. Second of all, understand that, you know, we're going to give an accountable for what we do in this time and in this life, and everything that we say, we got to give accountable to it. And, you know, you cannot say, I love you, and never deal with truth. You cannot say, I love you, and never warn somebody. You know, the Bible says that Jesus loves us. That's why he chased us and chastised us, you know. And if you go back and think about your children, for those of you that have children, you know, and they have that cute little face, and they're always just cute and like cute as a little button, telling them what they're going to become. If you don't teach them right, going to happen to them, and you don't want that to happen. So you start to think down the line, okay, I love you, and I'm going to prove it by disciplining you. I'm going to prove it by making sure you understand right and wrong, you know. And some kids that's raising these days, I don't know, we got this generation, not all of them, but some of them are raising kids today and so blinded and so in the dark on true love until they're raising monsters, raising children because they think it's cute to see them at 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 years old, little young girls with half of their body out twerking and all of this stuff and allowing them to speak profanity and cussing and things, and they think it's cute. And so they say, I love my kids, but they let them do these things, and they're leading them to destruction, you know. And so we have to be sure that we are not looking at and associating our emotions with the thing that we receive freely from God. Because he loved us so much, he speak truth unto us. But he speak it with the spirit of love. Because he loved us, I'm not going to not deal with this thing. I'm going to deal with this because I don't want you to head to destruction. I don't want you to end up in hell, you know, for eternity. So therefore, he speaks truth unto us. And sometimes it may be hard to swallow because the fish don't want to know. And if you read over in Galatians, the 5th chapter, when it talks about the fruit of the spirit, and it talks about also the works of the flesh. And if you compare the, they have nothing to do with one another. They're light and dark. That we're dealing with is light, dark, the truth, the lie. We're dealing with love, we're dealing with hatred. So we want to be sure that we're staying in the spirit, that we are allowing the spirit to be filled, fulfilled as men and women of God. We have to be able to carry on the fruit of the spirit, which is love and joy and peace and long-suffering, patience, you know. And sometimes we have to work on ourselves. I get it. You have to work on yourself to maintain that fruit of the spirit so that you don't walk in the flesh. It's a job. It's a daily job to work on yourself. Paul says to die daily. You got to do this daily because the enemy is always lurking around, you know, to jump in with some temptations or to get you to operate in your flesh and outside of the will of God and what God's intentions for you are. And so we have to be sure that we are in the spirit. And the Bible says that we must work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling, which means we have to be working on ourselves every day. When you see just a beginning or a little peep of something that's going on, you need to deal with it right then, especially if it's anything that's opposing to the Holy Spirit or opposing to the ways of Jesus Christ. You cannot ignore it, especially in this day, because we are in the end times. If you didn't know, we're living in the end times. And so things are amping up, especially evil is amping up. The demonic forces are amping up. So this is the time that we really must really get ourselves deeply buried in with Jesus, buried in with the love of Jesus Christ. Because I'm telling you, times, we are in the times now where they are, as the Bible says, this is perilous times. These are the evil days. And if you're not rooted and grounded in your foundation standing in Jesus Christ, I don't know if you have enough to sustain you to make it till the end. The Bible said this race ain't given to the swift or the strong, but it's given to that one that endures till the end. You got to have something that can carry you all the way to the end because of the things that we are embarking upon and getting ready to face as people of God. You better have enough to make it, I'm telling you, because it's going to get tougher. It's going to get tougher, and it's going to get tougher. And that's why sometimes God comes on us so hard to get us ready for what's coming. God is a God that always prepares for what's coming ahead. So what you're experiencing today and the things that God may be doing today in your life to get you ready and prepared for what's coming ahead, sometimes you may look at it and think, my God, this is a lot. But it's a lot to take on the image of Christ. What Jesus went through at the cross was a lot. And he said, I made you in my likeness and in my image. So we're able to also go through these suffering moments and these tough times, you know. But when we make it, you got to keep your eyes and mind on the prize. When you make it, you'll realize that none of this could compare to the glory, my God, that we were heading to. There is a glory that God has set for us that will not even compare to the suffering that you're going through now. So I don't want you to get stuck on the suffering. I want you to keep your eye on the glory that God has prepared for you. He said, I will go away and prepare a place for you.
Amen. Hey, people all around the world, this is Straight to the Point. We're having a little technical difficulties right now on the network, but it's okay. Evangelist Mays will be dropping right back in a minute. Thank you so much for the word coming forth tonight. This is Straight to the Point. Ladies and gentlemen, with Evangelist Jackie Mays having some technical difficulties, we understand that happens every now and then. So we thank you so much for being with us tonight, and we trust that you're safe and sound tonight as well as the word comes forth. As the Lord our God is awesome, ladies and gentlemen, we know that without a doubt. He is worthy, as the evangelists will talk about. He is worthy to be praised always, and we're so excited about her being with us tonight in Jesus' mighty name. So as we wait for her to come back in, we will definitely keep this train moving. So ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about you being with us tonight, and we're just thanking God for his mercy, thanking God for his grace, and thanking God for his wonderful and marvelous word. And as the evangelist was talking, ladies and gentlemen, about the end times, we got to be ready, ladies and gentlemen. We got to be ready in season and out of season. We've got to be sharing the word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, each and every time we get a chance to do that. And we're talking about on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis as well. We want to encourage everybody that has their gifts to be able to exercise their gifts each and every day in the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, because it's all about the word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. So we're so excited about what God is doing today. And matter of fact, I was looking up some information here as we're talking here. I want to look up some information so we can share that until Evangelist comes back on. And I want to thank everybody who's listening tonight to be excited about what God is doing in your wonderful and marvelous life. You know, one thing we also have to remember, too, is to have that undying. Also, as you know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So we always got to be thinking about the power that God has given us over the enemy, ladies and gentlemen. You have all authority in these areas. So we're so excited about knowing that God, ladies and gentlemen, God is in control. God is in control. But guess what? We have to do it his way. We want to do it his way each and every day. So we're always excited about what God is doing. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So ladies and gentlemen, yes, if you're joining us around the globe, we're having some technical difficulties on Evangelist Mays' phone, I believe. So we're going to wait for her to come back on, I trust. I know parts of the country, we got storms and stuff going on. So y'all continue to pray, right? Continue to pray and pray for each other, pray for the saints, and even pray for those who despitefully use us according to the word of God. But I wanted to encourage, as we wait for evangelists to come back on, I wanted to talk to those who are in the fivefold ministry, who are teachers, continue to teach the word of the Lord. Those who are pastors, right? Oh, y'all better pray for your pastors out there. We need to continue to pray for our pastors and all those who are over us as well in the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. So we always want to make sure that we do that as well. But let me go ahead. I think we got Sister Mays back now as well. Hold on 1 second. All right. Evangelist Mays, I think we got you back now, man. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Sorry about that. The call dropped. I want to continue to encourage those that are in the body of Christ in this last day and in these evil days to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, to be strong in your walk in the Lord, to get yourself in order with God because of the things that are coming to this world that we have to make it through. This is a time for us to build ourselves up, things of God, to search our soul, to work on ourselves. You know yourself This is not even what I was planning on talking about tonight, but God knows. You know within yourself if you're right, if you're wrong. You know where your weaknesses are. You know what you need to work on. And this is the time to work on it because God is not doing much in this hour of overlooking things. He's not winking at things. Judgment is coming upon the land. Judgment is coming upon the church, you know, for us to be able to get right. And things that are not lining up with God, God is not going to look over it and have mercy upon it. He's going to deal with those things. So he give us the opportunity to get things straightened out. This is a part of the love of God. If he did not care and if it did not matter, he wouldn't even do nothing. He wouldn't say nothing. He'd just let you go head on, run yourself into destruction, run yourself to hell because he know the things that you're doing will lead you to hell. He wouldn't waste no time even trying to show you the truth, trying to show you the right path. He'd just leave you alone. But the kind of God that we serve, because he's a God of love, that's his nature. That's what he does. That's who he is. He shows us the right way. You know, like I said before, love will tell you the truth. Love will speak truth unto you. Love will teach you truth, you know. And so God's not going to let us just run into destruction if we have the ear to hear him and to humble ourselves, submit ourselves, and obey him and really truly love him with all of our heart. We will do what he wants us to do. We will become what he wants us to become by humbling ourselves and submitting unto his ways. Unto his ways, you know, because it's not his will that none should perish. None. It's not God's will, but the Bible tells us that hell is enlarging itself. It's because people are constantly ignoring, turning their back and on God and his ways, that he's trying to get their attention to tell them, no, 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 you got to straighten up. You got to change. You got to do something different. You got to stop doing that. You know, many things we have done for years. And years on end. And it has brought us popularity and it's brought us whatever we wanted to get out of it, fame or whatever. You know, so a lot of people in the body of Christ is doing things, but they're doing it all for the wrong reasons. The wrong spirit is behind it all. And it's a very deceptive thing in this day and this hour, my God, that is going on in the body of Christ, and people are stubbornly won't change. And the Holy Spirit has been nudging and nudging and nudging for a long time. But they continue on doing what they want to do anyhow, you know, not consulting with the will of God, not doing the will of God, but it's a popular thing to do. Everybody else is doing it. The Bible says there's going to be a broad way and there's going to be a narrow way. And the broad way, there's many people on it, but that narrow way ain't but a few on that road, my God. And God is calling for us today, and he's warning today to change your ways. Turn away from evil. Turn away from that darkness. That's not right. That's not me. But yet we go on and we go on because everybody else is doing it. It's bringing so much gain, bringing so much attention to me. Oh, but look at me. And it ain't never supposed to have been about you or me in the first place. It's all about look at Jesus. Look at the glory of the Lord. We're here as servants of God. We're here to bring glory unto him. See, this is the reason that Satan got kicked out of heaven is because he wanted to take the glory. He wanted to take the praise of God. He wanted to take on, look at me. I'm all of that. And he was out of there real quick. Do you not know that God ain't going to make no changes for you and I? And so we're living in the evil day where people are just doing anything they want, pleasing themselves, pleasing the flesh. The pleasures of driving them far away from the love of Jesus Christ. And they don't see it because they're blinded and they're in darkness. And somebody needs to stand up and speak the truth. Because the Bible said it's the truth that's going to set you free. And so we cannot keep our mouths closed. We cannot turn our heads from the truth when we see these things going on with your own sisters and brothers in Christ, but we won't say anything. Instead, we'll join in because it looks good. Everything that's glittering ain't gold, y'all. Everything that looks fine ain't fine. We need to be able to judge these things by the Holy Spirit. We need to be able to test them by the Holy Spirit. Because it's a very thin line between white, right and wrong, light and dark. It's a very thin line because Satan has been monitoring for so long, he's got it down packed. And the Bible said if God don't shorten the time,
He said even the very elect will be tricked. That's a scary thing to think about. Even the very elect will be tricked. Those that he have, if I don't shorten the time, this demon is so cunning and so sick, it would even trick some of you. I should say some of us. And there are some things going on right now in the body of Christ all over the world that don't have anything at all to do with Jesus Christ. But it looks like it does because they're drawing the crowd, because people look like they're succeeding, things are getting better. It ain't never been about that. It's been about the souls. People being delivered, people being set free, people being healed, people growing, getting going from one stage to the other. But we don't see that a lot these days. We gather in these crowds and in these meetings and things, but people in the crowd and in the meetings are dealing with mental issues. People are dealing with drug addictions. People are dealing with suicide thoughts. People are dealing with sicknesses and illnesses in their bodies. But because the leadership the leadership is just thirsty for ego and look at me and money and all these other things, we cannot discern what the people need and have a connection with heaven to know what it is that we need to be doing. Oh, my God, I'm going to get in trouble, y'all. We go to church and we have this agenda already set, what we're going to do. We have this program already mapped out how it's going to be. And we go to church and we do that same ritual every Sunday, every week after week, and people are not being changed. Things are not, people are not getting delivered. People don't grow. They don't know the truth. God don't like that. God don't like that. We're in the end times. And we need to see a real move of God, which means it's going to have to be a great change in the way that we are doing things in the body of Christ. And so it gets back to love. If God did not love us, he would not reveal truth unto us. He would just let us go right on down the hill and go work our way right on to hell, because it's going to be a lot of preachers, a lot of pastors, a lot of apostles, a lot of prophets in hell. Trust and believe me, y'all. They're going to be in hell. There's a lot of them already there. And if they could communicate anything to us, they would tell us, don't do it. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. So some of these things that we're doing in the body of Christ, we need to check ourselves. We need to really step back and say, wait a minute, what am I really doing? What is my purpose really about? God, is this pleasing unto you? Is this is what you want me to do? Now, it may not be popular. Nobody may not hear about you. You may not make the billboards, but the most important thing is you're doing the work of the Lord that he sent you to do. You're doing what God wants you to do. You're pleasing your Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when you make it to the end, he'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. You know, your names have been written in the Lamb book of life. But it's so many names being blotted out. So many will stand before God and he'll say, I don't even know you. And they'll be confused. But Father, I cast out devils in your name. He said, no, you didn't cast them out in my name. You just put my name to it. But I had nothing to do with it. You know, so we want to be sure that we're checking ourselves. If it means you're going to lose your whole fan club, because it ain't about you anyway. If it means you're going to lose your status of being a famous minister or whatever that it is, it's worth not losing your soul. The Bible said, what do it profit a man to gain this whole world and lose his soul? My God, people of God, we really need to reevaluate what we're doing in the body of Christ. What are we doing? What are we portraying to the world? What are we portraying to those that are in darkness and they're crying out? See, people are crying out in secret. People are crying out in the closet unto God. They're looking for God. And God said, I got all of these people down here. I got all these people that are hurting and that they need me. And, you know, and he tells us, he said, listen, the problem is not the work. He said, because the fields are white. The harvest is plenty. He said, but my laborers are few. That's a sad thing to hear. But you got so many churches. You got so many people professing Jesus Christ. And he's saying, my laborers are few. Where are my laborers? Where are the people that I have called? They have gotten deceived and caught up in the hype, caught up in the fame, caught up in the money, in the love of money, and have forgotten about the souls, what's important, the soul and the work of the ministry, forgotten about the sacrificing of themselves, putting themselves aside, laying down their life for someone else, standing in the gap for someone else, praying for someone else, not hoping to get anything gained back for themselves. But nowadays we won't do nothing for the people that are hurting and dying, the people that are in darkness, the people struggling with addictions, struggling with real sicknesses. No, we look past them. Why? Because ain't no man a reward for that. You don't get nothing for that. You don't get recognized for that. But you do, because God see what you're doing. He said, when you do it to the least one of mine, you do it to me. How many times have we walked past Jesus, did not bless him, did not pray for him, He's concerned about people knowing that he loves them. And so if we truly have the love of Jesus Christ in our heart, we don't make no name for ourselves. We're not out for ourselves. We're all about God's work and him getting the glory, but knowing that Jesus still reigns. Because they see so much. They see so much stuff that does not reflect Jesus Christ at all. And they're not interested. They're not interested in going to church. They're not interested. And I don't have blame. I'm sorry. I don't have the Son of Jesus.
Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point. Evangelist, you're breaking up a little bit. Just wanted to make sure you knew about that. And wanted to bring you back on. Praise God. God bless you.
Amen. I do apologize, but we thank the love of Jesus Christ. Man, the enemy don't want this message to go out, but it's going out anyway. Amen. So just checking in and by the crowd. Work on yourself and do what it is that Jesus Christ expects and calls for you. So that when you enter in, he will say, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen. God bless you. We can open up the line, Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Evangelist. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point with the wonderful and awesome Evangelist Jackie Mays, ladies and gentlemen, bringing the word tonight. Amen. I know one thing, Evangelist, we better be sold out to Jesus Christ. Y'all better be sold out, ladies and gentlemen. You better
Amen.
Not have no issues with that one. Make the decision to serve the word of the Lord, to serve the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, yes, yes. You must be sold out.
Yes.
Let's go to the lines, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I'm going to either mention your last four digits or your name, if I know you, of course, as well. But we got to go to Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah, God bless you. I know you're excited again. God bless you, sister. Amen.
Well, I'm excited. Yes. I'm excited each and every week that the Lord has allowed and each and every day that the Lord wakes me up. He performs his miracle by waking me up. And I just love to come on the line and tell about his goodness. You know, the Lord is so good, and especially using Evangelist Jackie Mays because of the fact that she's just preaching the word of the Lord.
Yes, God bless you.
And in that, the word of the Lord is so tried and true to this. It's just permeate. You can see so many things going on today that tells you that we are in the end times and it has approached us. And all the signs are there.
Yes,
so,
they are. Yeah.
And in saying that, it's time to buckle up tight and go with the Lord. Go with him. Take him everywhere you go, because we have to be on a mission to serve the Lord each and every day that the Lord gives us.
Amen. Yes.
So I'm so glad I am so glad. This has been a wonderful word on tonight. It's, every week is wonderful.
Yes. God bless you. We thank God for you for coming on every week, and we bless the Lord for you tonight. Thank you so very much for joining us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I love it. It's just a part of the Word of God.
Amen. Amen. Yes, I love it, Sister Sarah and Evangelist. You know, one thing we love about the Word, that it helps you grow each and every day. It keeps you safe. It keeps you informed. As you know, the world puts out all their stuff out there. You know, you can go turn the news on right now and get all the negative stuff on the planet, but you don't hear too much about the Word of God. So we thank God for Evangelist bringing that Word tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, that's powerful. It's going to make the difference in your life. Just stick with God. That's all I can say about that. Stick with God.
Amen.
Amen. Stick with God no matter what. Amen. God bless you, Sister Sarah.
God bless you, man of God. Thank you so much.
Amen. Tell your family hi from all of us. Thank you. God bless. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen around the globe, this is Straight to the Point with Evangelist Jackie Mays. We're going to go to the Hembricks. Brother and Sister Hembrick, God bless you, sir. How you doing today, sir? God bless you.
God bless you, and hallelujah, and glory to God. That word tonight was just so powerful and just so anointing.
Yes.
Even though, but believe me, that word went out tonight. Somebody got that word tonight. That word cleared the air on somebody's telephone, on somebody's broadcast tonight. That word really cleared the air tonight, because it's letting the people know that you can't be out here skipping and jiving. You got to get your life right. You got to serve God. You can't be playing hide and go seek. You know, this is not school time. This is serving the Lord, and we got to be serious about what we're doing. Our government got to be serving. The people that serve God, the leaders got to be serving. We just can't go around and saying that we got titles, we this and we that. But when somebody come up and ask you for prayer, you can't even have time to pray with them.
All right now. Come on.
So we can't, this is no time, as I said, this is no time for hide and go seek. This is time to see Jesus, because these days and times are tough. These days and times are rough. And people are doing all sorts of crazy things. Our young people are doing all kinds of things. Our young people don't even have hope. Our young people are just losing it, because they don't have anything to hold on to. They don't have anything their parents are not around. Their parents is working. Some of their parents, not all of them, but some of them are on drugs. Some of them are on alcohol. They don't have time for their children. So the children are going raving wild. They are just jumping from here, jumping from there, just doing all kinds of, you know, different things. But I want to tell you, Evangelist, this word tonight got out. I appreciate this word. It was powerful, all anointing. You know, today we had a community in my neighborhood. I live in Maryland, in the Capitol Heights, and we had voting today. And I was talking to this guy today, and he's running for the Board of Education. I told him today, I said, what we need today is to go back to the old school. We need to get programs in these schools. We need to get workshops in these high schools. You know, all they're doing is taking everything from our people, from our children, and not giving us anything. In return, they take it. They think because they're giving this and giving that, they think that's all what it's all about. But we need help. Our children need help. If you keep taking from them and you keep forcing them, the fathers are getting locked up, they're in penitentiary, they're doing all kinds of sort of things, the mothers are working hard, trying to do everything they can. You know, I'm telling you, we just got to wake up. We got to wake up, church. We got to wake up. We got to wake up and smell the coffee. I mean, we got to wake up, because this day and time, I mean, I'm telling you, church, please hear what I'm saying. We got to wake up, because if we don't wake up real soon, it's going to get rough. It's starting to get rough. You got the political party going after each other. All kinds of stupid stuff is happening. our kids, our youngsters, they still are picking up ink pens and pencils. They're picking up guns and shooting them, robbing, taking people's cars and all this stuff because they don't have anything to do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have anything to do. They're not being. So we as leaders, praise be to God, we as leaders, we have to get out there and be able to talk to these youngsters. Talk to not only the youngsters, but talk to the adults. That's where it starts from. You got to take it to the top before you can take it to the bottom. Because that's the starting point right at the top. So we can get these parents, you know, they're saying they go to church every Sunday, every Christmas, every Mother's Day, every Easter, and all that. They go to church certain time of the time of year. They go to church, but after that, you don't see them no more. See, we got to stop all that foolishness. We got to get back in contact with God. Because if we don't, we're going to lose out. I'm telling you, my our church, we're going to lose out, my brothers and sisters. We're going to lose out because God is the only way. Satan is out here, as Vance said. Satan is out here destroying things. Satan is going wild. Satan is in control now. Trust me. Satan is in control, and we got to get over. We got to forget about that he's there. We got to press hard. We've got to press to the high calling in Jesus Christ. We got to press there because if we don't, we're going to lose out. Because this world is not waiting on you. This world is going on, and we have to leave. Praise God. We got to show a headway to our youngsters out here. So when we go on and pass on and go on to glory, these children have something to live for. They have something to work for.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to teach them this. Our leaders, our church leaders, our pastors, our evangelists, our apostles, our prophets, our prophetess. We got to teach these kids something. And it's just teach them, not just teaching the word of God true, but teaching them about life. See, we got to teach them about life. My God, hallelujah. Oh God, you know, thank you for that time, for giving me that time to speak, because the words you said tonight were just so powerful, and it just touched my heart. And I just want you to know that even though you had was interrupted, that word got out tonight. Somebody on the airwaves heard that word tonight. They heard it, even though it was interruption on our end, but somebody heard it. Somebody overseas heard it. Somebody down in California heard it. Somebody in New York City heard it. Somebody down in Georgia heard that word tonight.
Amen.
Somebody in Africa heard that word tonight. Somebody in Russia heard that word tonight. Somebody in Ukraine heard that word tonight. My God, hallelujah. I just want to give God the glory tonight in advance. I want to thank you so much. You keep on delivering the word of God in season, out of season. Give God the glory in everything you do. Oh, just keep on keeping on with the bad self. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day.
Amen. God bless you. Brother Hendrick, you and your wife, God bless you all. And thank you so very much for joining in and sharing that as well. Mighty powerful words. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist, that was powerful. Brother Hendrick, man, thank you so much for that encouraging word tonight. And I had to take some notes, Evangelist, when Brother Hendrick was talking there, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, you got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, Satan hates God. Now, how stupid is that? He hates God. That means he hates us as well. Okay, now that's pretty stupid. Well, it's more than that, but it's definitely God hates, Satan hates God, and Satan hates us as well, ladies and gentlemen. So if he hates God, he's going to hate us. But we got to stay focused, folks, on the things of God. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand, I want to make sure everybody understands that word, Brother Hendrick talked how bad Sister Evangelist Mays is. That bad stands for blessed and determined. I want y'all to get that one right now. Blessed and determined.
Amen.
Serve the Lord. Amen. So as we talk about being bad, ladies and gentlemen, the bad news is a bad sister. She is blessed and determined to preach the word, to keep the word, and help us in the word. Amen. So thank you so much, Evangelist, again, for just reminding us. Sometimes we just got to be reminded of what we're supposed to already know and do. each and every day. So God bless you. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise for Evangelist Jackie Mays on Straight to the
Amen.
Point. Yeah.
Amen.
Evangelist, we got one more caller. I don't know if the caller wants to come on or not, but I want to mention, make sure I don't miss anybody tonight. Caller, your last four digits are 0460 if you'd like to come on with the badge. It says 0460. God bless you if you'd like to come on for a few seconds there, if you like. Amen. God bless you. Make sure we don't miss anybody.
God bless you guys. I enjoyed the Evangelist Maze. That was an excellent word that she brought forth.
Yeah.
Well needed to hear, and it was very encouraging.
God bless you.
Amen. Stay on the battlefield, my brothers and sisters. Stay on the battlefield because the battle is not ours. It's the Lord. Back to you, Evangelist. Thank you so much. It's a wonderful time tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you and everyone out there in the radio land that's listening tonight. You know, the enemy didn't want that word to come forth. I've never, ever had my calls drop out of all of these years. I've been on the line. I had this call drop two or three times, and I couldn't get through the line. But God knows what we need to hear. And no principality and no ruler of darkness and no opposition will be able to stand against the true church of God. You know, Peter, God said, upon this rock, Peter, I'm going to build this church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail, and the truth will come forth. You know, and God is raising us up now to speak the truth. We can no longer hide behind whatever we're hiding behind, whatever we're, you know, exchanging the truth for. It's time to speak the truth because we are in the end times. We're in the last days. And so we got to get aggressive and we got to get violent about this thing because souls are dying, souls are going to hell, and somebody is accountable for them. You know, if we don't speak truth in love, that blood is upon our hands. And I would not want to stand before the Lord with bloody hands. And he asked me, what did you do with what I gave you? And I pulled my hands out and they're dripping with blood because I won't speak the truth because of fear. A lot of people have fear of losing friends, losing position, losing leverage, losing money. You know, there's all kinds of fears, but I came into this world with nothing, and I will leave with everything, and it won't be material things. But one thing I don't want to leave with is what God brought me here to do. I don't want to leave with my purpose still locked up inside of me. And so love will speak. Love will speak the truth. Love will teach you the truth. Love will reveal the truth unto you because it's the truth that will make you free. It's the truth that heals. It's the truth that delivers. The Bible says, my people, they are perishing because of lack of knowledge, because of lack of what they don't know. They don't know the truth. And we're responsible for giving them the truth. And so once we reveal the truth unto them with the spirit of love, then they'll receive deliverance. They'll receive their sight. Their eyes will be open. They'll be awakened as Pastor Hembrick was saying, they'll be awakened out of their sleep because it's a lot of people spiritually sleep. They're in darkness because no truth is being released like it should be. But so I thank God for the word of the Lord tonight. That was not even what I was going to talk about. I had something really nice and sweet to talk about. I really did, but the Holy Spirit come in and it did what it wanted to do. I had to go with the Holy Spirit. As you all know, we get to go with the Holy Spirit. But we do thank God for the broadcast tonight. We thank God for all of you that have come and listened. I pray that as those that re-listen to this message or hear this message, that the truth will cause you to get closer to the Lord and deal with whatever is not pleasing to God within you, that the truth will cause you to repent and to turn from that thing. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for Dr. Vaughn tonight. We bless God for you. We thank God for Dr. Henderson for allowing us to come to share the truth of the living God. And we bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. So Before we go, I want to remind you to love and to love hard. Forgive and forgive quickly. And always pray. Me and Chip always pray. God bless you all. You've been listening to Straight to the Point.
I'm grateful for this blessing, but I won't get lazy. I won't get comfortable. I won't get better here. Because I know that you've got bigger for me. But today I say bye. Yeah.